We looked last week at the first part of God's promise of an everlasting covenant to Judah, to the Jews, to Israel here in this portion of Scripture. It began with verse 55. And verse 55, as we read that, talks about being returned to a former estate. That is Samaria, Sodom and her sisters shall be returned to their former state. Samaria and her sisters shall be returned to former state, or her daughters, excuse me. And Jerusalem's daughters, her sisters and her daughters, her sisters being Samaria and Sodom, but not only her sisters, but her daughters as well. But we said, first of all, God's judgment must be executed first. And so we have the warning of God's executing of his judgment, and that his judgment must be executed first because of their great evil, because of their disobedience, because of their wickedness in going away from God. And let you and I remember as well that when we go away from God, when we're disobedient, and that is, disobedience is going away from God, it is unbelief, it is disobedience, it is wickedness, that if we do not repent, as Israel and as Judah did not repent, they had to suffer the chastening of the Lord. And so do we. If we do not repent of our sin, we will have to suffer the chastisement of the Lord. That is a brief recap of last week's message. Let's read verse 60 through 63 this evening in looking at this passage of Scripture. Nevertheless, I will remember my covenant with thee in the day of thy youth, and I will establish unto thee an everlasting covenant. Then thou shalt remember thy ways and be ashamed when thou shalt receive thy sisters, thine elder and thy younger, and I will give them unto thee for daughters, but not by thy covenant. And I will establish my covenant with thee, and thou shalt know that I am the Lord, that thou mayest remember and be confounded, and never open thy mouth any more because of thy shame, when I am pacified toward thee for all that thou hast done, saith the Lord God. When he is pacified toward thee for all that thou hast done. First thing we want to note tonight is found in verse 60. And God said, that he will remember his covenant, the covenant that he made with them in the days of their youth. We've just looked at this chapter in its entirety, and we've seen her beginning, and we've seen the period of time that would have been said, the days of her youth, her coming out of Egypt and coming into the wilderness, the days of her youth. She was just a young child. She was just a young nation. And God took her to Mount Sinai. And there he entered into covenant with her. Turn with me to the book of Jeremiah. The book of Jeremiah in chapter 2. Jeremiah chapter 2, and I want to read verse 2. Well, let's read verse 1 along with it. Moreover, the word of the Lord came to me, saying, go and cry in the ears of Jerusalem, saying, thus saith the Lord, I remember thee, the kindness of thy youth, the love of thine espousals, when thou wentest after me in the wilderness, in a land that was not sown. So he said, here in the days of her youth, in the day of her espousals. Remember back the day of your espousal. Remember back the day of your marriage. And we thought we were anything but youth. We thought we were so grown up. At least I did. My wife did. And 51 years later, somehow, you look back on those wedding pictures and those pictures that were taken at that time and shots afterwards when maybe you started your family and you had children to start with, and you look at them and you say, boy, what kids we were. It was a time of our youth. Time of our espousals. And he says, when thou wentest after me in the wilderness. So it's definitely speaking of the period of time of her youth when she went after the Lord in the wilderness. She went with the Lord to Mount Sinai. And there the Lord entered into a marital relationship with her. Turn with me to the book of Exodus. The book of Exodus in chapter 24. Exodus chapter 24. And we want to read about 8 verses here, beginning with verse 1. And he said unto Moses, that is the Lord, Jehovah, God, come up unto the Lord, thou and Aaron, Nadab and Abihu, and 70 of the elders of Israel, and worship ye afar off. And Moses alone shall come near the Lord, but they shall not come nigh, neither shall the people go up with him. And Moses came and told the people all the words of the Lord, and all the judgments, and all the people answered with one voice and said, all the words the Lord hath said will we do. And Moses wrote all the words of the Lord, and rose up early in the morning, and builded an altar under the hill, and 12 pillars according to the 12 tribes of Israel. And he sent young men of the children of Israel, which offered burnt offerings and sacrificed peace offerings of oxen unto the Lord. And Moses took half of the blood and put it in basins, and half of the blood he sprinkled on the altar. And he took the book of the covenant, the words of the Lord which he wrote. He wrote in a book, and he took the book of the covenant and read in the audience of the people, and they said, "All that the Lord has said will we do and be obedient." They entered into covenant with the Lord. They agreed to the covenant. They said, "I do. We will do." And Moses took the blood and sprinkled it on the people and said, "Behold, the blood of the covenant which the Lord hath made with you concerning all these words." This is the covenant which the Lord entered into with them in their youth, in the time of their spouses when they were young. He entered into covenant. This is the covenant that he said back in our text that he would remember. His covenant with them. Though they forgot it, as we've seen in this chapter and in previous chapters, they forgot the covenant. The Lord remembered. He did not forget. God does not forget his covenant. God does not forget his promises, which he made to man. And he will establish an everlasting covenant, a covenant of grace. Now, we're going to look at three passages of Scripture, and keep in mind that these three passages of Scripture are talking about Israel, talking about Judah and Israel. But there is most definitely the likeness there to who are the spiritual seed of Abraham, of Isaac, and of Jacob. So turn with me to the book of Ezekiel in chapter 11, first of all. Ezekiel in chapter 11 and verse 18. Ezekiel chapter 11 and verse 18. "And they shall come thither, and they shall take away all the detestable things thereof, and all the abominations thereof from thence." He says, there's coming a day when they're going to take all these detestable things, all these abominations, away. Verse 19, "And I will give them one heart, and I will put a new spirit within you, and I will take the stony heart out of their flesh, and will give them an heart of flesh, that they may walk in my statutes, keep my ordinances, and do them, and they shall be my people, and I will be their God." He says concerning Israel and Judah, there's coming a day when all those wicked things, all those abominations, all those detestable things are going to be gone, and God is going to remove the stony heart, and he's going to give them a heart towards him. A heart that loves the Lord their God. And they will do all his ordinances. They shall be obedient to his word. They'll be his people, and they shall be his people. Turn with me to the 36th chapter of Ezekiel. Ezekiel 36, and this probably is the most popular one of the three that we preachers go to and lay people refer to. Ezekiel chapter 36 and verse 25. Verse 25. Then will I sprinkle clean water upon you, and ye shall be clean from all your filthiness, and from all your idols will I cleanse you. A new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you. And I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes. And ye shall keep my judgments and do them. And ye shall dwell in the land that I gave to your fathers. And ye shall be my people. And I will be your God. He's going to give a new heart. He's going to cleanse them. He's going to give them a new heart. He's going to put his spirit within them. Well, that's us today. We've been cleansed. We've been purified. We've been given the righteousness of God. He has put his spirit within us. Romans chapter 8 tells us about his spirit being within us. We that are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh but after the spirit. We walk after the spirit because his spirit is indwelling us. He placed it within us. True people. And he says that's going to be one day of Israel and Judah. One day he's going to cleanse them. One day he's going to give them a new heart and put his spirit within them. And they shall do all his ordinances. The 37th chapter. And more of the same that we've already read, but chapter 37 and verse 26, which having nearly the same thing said three times here in the same book, just gives assurance. I mean, all the Lord has to do is say something one time and you can count on it. But because he said it three times here, they can bank on it. I mean, he wants them to be assured of what's going to be. Chapter 37, verse 26 said, moreover, I will make a covenant of peace with them. It shall be an everlasting covenant with them, and I will place them and multiply them, and will set my sanctuary in the midst of them forevermore. My tabernacle also shall be with them. Yea, I will be their God, and they shall be my people. And the heathen shall know that I, the Lord, do sanctify Israel, when my sanctuary shall be in the midst of them forevermore. And we can read about that in the midst of them forevermore in the book of Revelation, chapter 21. In chapter 22, God's promise is sure. He's promised an everlasting covenant. When Christ returns, they shall remember. You see, he says, I will remember. He says, I remember my covenant with you. But he talks about the time when he comes, when they return, when Sodom and her daughters return, when Samaria and her daughters return, when Jerusalem and her daughters return, then they shall remember. They shall remember. Israel shall remember their sins and be ashamed. They shall receive their sisters, Samaria, Sodom, and they shall become their daughters. That is, Sodom and her daughters, Samaria and her daughters, are going to become Jerusalem's daughters, going to become Israel's daughters. Turn with me to the book of Galatians and chapter 4. Galatians chapter 4 and verse 26. Verse 26 of chapter 4 of Galatians says, but Jerusalem, which is above, is free, which is the mother of us all. Well, some might have the opinion that because Paul is the one writing this letter, that he's talking about the Jew, he's talking about the Israelites. Jerusalem is the mother of them all. Well, that is so. Jerusalem is the mother of them all. But he's in this letter here, the apostle, under inspiration of the Holy Spirit, is writing to the Galatians, to heathen, saved heathen. They are the spiritual seed of Abraham, Romans chapter 4. We that are the children of faith are the seed of Abraham. We're the daughters of Jerusalem. Back in our text, he says, Sodom and Samaria are going to become the daughters of Jerusalem. Not by the covenant, which was at Mount Sinai, but the covenant of grace. The covenant of grace is an eternal covenant. Turn with me to the book of Hebrews. In the book of Hebrews, in chapter 8. Hebrews 8 and verse 8. For finding fault with them, he saith, behold, the days come, saith the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel. New covenant. A different covenant than the covenant made outside it. I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah. Not according to the covenant that I made with them, with their fathers, in the day when I took them by the hand to lead them out of the land of Egypt, because they continued not in my covenant, and I regarded them not, saith the Lord. For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my laws into their mind and write them in their hearts, and I will be to them a God, and they shall be to me a people. And they shall not teach every man his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, Know the Lord, for all shall know me, from the least to the greatest, Jew and Gentile, rich or poor, kings or paupers. For I will be merciful to their unrighteousness and their sins and their iniquities will I remember no more. In that he saith, a new covenant he hath made the first old. The first covenant is old. Has given him a new covenant. A covenant of grace. Now that was decayeth and waxeth old is ready to vanish away. And I say, if it's ready to vanish away in the day of the writing of the book of Hebrews, how much closer is it to vanishing away today? The everlasting covenant, the new covenant, that he shall make with the house of Israel and Judah. Turn with me to the 10th chapter. The 10th chapter, and look at with me at verse 16. This is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my laws into their hearts, and in their minds will I write them. And their sins and iniquities will I remember no more. Remember in the book of Romans in chapter 4, he said, Blessed is the man to whom the Lord doth not impute iniquity, doth not impute sin. We have the imputed righteousness of the Lord Jesus Christ. We have the imputed righteousness of God, which is by faith. As our father Abraham believed God, and it was counted to him for righteousness. They shall know. Our text said, they shall know that he is the Lord. That he is the covenant and mercy keeping God, which he has spoken, he shall keep. That which he does is from everlasting to everlasting. He is true and he is faithful. Turn with me to the book of Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy in chapter 7. And verse 9. Know therefore that the Lord thy God, he is God, the Father of God, which keepeth covenant and mercy with them that love him and keep his commandments to 1,000 generations. I got to stress that. To them that love him and keep his commandments. To 1,000 generations. Turn with me to the book of Psalms. Psalms chapter 36. And look with me at verse 5. Thy mercy, O Lord, is in the heavens, and thy faithfulness reacheth unto the clouds. Lamentations chapter 3 and verse 22 tells us that the compassions, the mercies of the Lord are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. Because God is faithful, we can be assured of his mercy being with us. Jeremiah, book of Jeremiah, chapter 31. in verse 34. Jeremiah 31, 34. And they shall teach no man. Let me start that over. And they shall teach no more every man his neighbor, and every man his brother, saying, Know the Lord. For they shall all know me, from the least of them unto the greatest of them, saith the Lord. For I will forgive their iniquity, and I will remember their sins no more. Almost identical to what we read in Hebrews, the book of Hebrews, in chapter 10. Is it not? Yes, he's going to be merciful. He's going to enter into with the house of Israel and Judah an everlasting covenant, cleansing them, giving them a new heart, putting his spirit within them, a spirit that will lead them in the ways of the Lord, a spirit that will cause them to be obedient to his commands. And their sins and iniquities will he remember no more. Back in our text, Ezekiel chapter 16, and verse 63, we read these words, that thou mayest remember and be confounded, and never open thy mouth any more because of thy shame. When I am pacified, when the Lord is pacified, when he's satisfied, when his retribution has gone forth, and then when he has finally cleansed them, given them a new heart, and put his spirit within them, for all that thou hast done, when he's pacified, for all that they did, saith the Lord. Turn with me in closing to the book of Zechariah in chapter 12. Book of Zechariah, chapter 12. And look with me at verse 10. And I will pour upon the house of David and upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem the spirit of grace and of supplications. Told you, it was a covenant of grace. The spirit of grace and of supplications. And they shall look upon me, whom they have pierced. They're going to remember. They're going to remember what they did. And they shall mourn for him, as one mourneth for his only son, and shall be in bitterness for him, as one is in bitterness for his firstborn. The more that we know of the covenant of grace, and the more that we know of God in Christ, Jesus, the more that we know of him as our covenant-keeping God and Father, the more we remember our previous evil, the ways in which we walked in days past, and the evils which we committed, we reflect upon them. We reflect upon them with shame. And many times with tears of weeping. Because we realized that it was my sin, my iniquity, that nailed Jesus Christ to the cross. But praise God, He went there freely, willingly, and gave His life for me so that I might have everlasting life. I have an everlasting covenant with God through Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior. Shall we pray?